going, mate?
And terrible news. The game has lost a much-loved character and icon of cricket, Dean Jones, passing away, and he was only 59.
Yeah, such terribly sad news, isn't it? It's hard to believe when you sort of see it come out last night. It started filtering through, scarcely at the start, and you wonder if it's true or it's a bad rumour gone wrong. But when you see some of the credible sites starting to report it, it is the bad news that we didn't want to hear. And for him to pass at just 59 years of age, shocking news. And obviously, for it happened overseas as well, he's over there commentating on the IPL in India. So, very, very sad. Brett Lee, too, we found out this morning, tried to resuscitate him, but didn't have any luck, which is must have been a really tough time for him as well. So, thoughts are with him, thoughts are with Dean's family, but just one of the superstars of the game. Obviously, 52 tests, 164 ODIs, might have been 10,000 runs, or just a tick under 10,000 runs in both formats, and just a really proud Victorian as well. So, very, very sad news, and I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't have seen it last night, so I'll be waking up pretty shocked this morning.
Particularly in the one-day game, I guess you could say, Brent, he was a bit of a pioneer, revolutionised the one-day game. As you said, he played 52 test matches, but it was those 164 one-day internationals that he played between 1984 and 1992 we fondly remember.
Yeah, that's right, and I was sort of only just getting into cricket when he was about, I suppose, and that's what I remember him as, a one-day player. I was sort of a little bit surprised to see he played the 52 test when I had a look this morning. So, I completely agree. He's what I remember most about the one-day format. He always seemed to be there and doing well for Australia. It was always exciting watching him bat.
Cricket Australia has confirmed the Sheffield Shield season. It will start in a South Australian hub. And I see that Tasmania will have their first hit out against Queensland October 10 to 13 in the Shield.
Yeah, they will. So they'll head over a couple of days before, and then they'll be based there for about a month and play four games against four different states, and then they'll come back about November 12, I think it is, and get ready for the big bash, because that starts at, well, it's going to start a little bit earlier this year, we believe. That fixture's not out yet, so we'll wait and see when that is released. And they've still got plans to obviously play the rest of the Shield season and the One Day Cup as well after the BBL. So, the first four rounds of the Shield are the only thing out at the moment, apart from the WBBL 06 fixture, which was released this morning. That tournament going to be played entirely in Sydney. The teams will be based in a bit of a hub out at Olympic Park, but the Hurricanes will be involved in that, of course, and hopefully we can win our first trophy in the women's competition.
What about Tassie with the NBL team? We're now down to two, aren't we? The Jack Jumpers and the Tridents, and that'll be announced at a launch next Thursday.
Yeah, it will. A lot of mixed opinions on these two names, Lee. I'm on the Tridents train, I think.
Okay,
so,
yep.
On the Jack Jumpers logo, I don't really particularly like the name at the moment, but I'm sure it'd grow me if that's what the final decision was. I thought it was a bit of a mock name when it came out, but it was sort of pushed by Anthony Stewart, and it's sort of gone through and got the chocolate so far. So apparently it's pretty popular with the kids in the schools when he goes out and mentions what names they could be, and the kids all love it. So, what they decide on in the end will be really interesting.
We're getting down to the business end of the TSL competition. We had a game on Wednesday night at KG5, and finally Lauderdale have sung the club song at the final siren with the 53-point win to lock in a final spot when they defeated Glenorchy.
Yeah, they did. It came at a cost, though. Lost a couple of their star players in Hayden Smith and Robbie McManus, so that's a real loss for them. So, a bit of a mixed win, that one. But some interesting games coming up on the weekend. As you say, most of the finals spots are locked in now. The only one left is fourth, and Clarence and Launceston will do battle. Clarence just need to win that game down at Richmond to stick in touch with the top four. Same with the Tigers. They're hosting North Launceston down at the Twin Ovals, so that'll be a crucial game for the Tigers to win as well. And the other game on Sunday, North Hobart hosting Glenorchy at North Hobart. So all teams just basically need to win. The Southern teams, that is, to lock in that last spot in the finals.
Brent, we started off on a sad note, so I thought we'd end on a happier note. And I loved your chat you had during the week with Richie Porte. What a fabulous performance to get a podium finish in the Tour de France.
Yeah, it really was. So happy for him. He's obviously had some real bad luck in that race over the years, since I think it was his 10th time in it this year. But he still had the bad luck this race as well, but managed to power through it. He had the tyre puncture as one of the things he had to contend with. But to be on that podium After giving up so much to be in the race, to miss the birth of his daughter, it's a bit of reward for effort there. And yeah, he can, as he said, he can retire a happy man now. He'll probably go back to the tour next year, but we'll try and help someone else win it rather than himself. He reckons this is sort of his last chance to win it on his own. He's going to sign with the new team as well in the next week or so. That'll be announced. So, yeah, just really pleased for him, Lee, and, you know, followed his career for a long time. So to see that is just an awesome moment.
Quality human being, the boy from Hadspin. The AFL final starts next week. We've got the weekend off this week. So it all starts again, doesn't it? All the teams jostling for positions, and it's a brand new season beginning next Thursday night.
Yeah, can't wait for it. Port Geelong will be a great way to kick it off. But all Australian team announced last night as well, which... has caused some controversy this morning. 12 debutants in it, which is quite unbelievable in the team of 22. Patrick Dangerfield, I think it was his eighth time named the captain. But we could sit here and pick it apart all day, who should be in and who shouldn't be. But, you know, it's always a hard job with the selectors. I'm asking where Andrew Gaff was, but that's all right. We've still got Liam Ryan, Nick Natnew, and Brad Shepherd in for a week. So I won't complain too much.
Who's going to win next week in that Thursday night clash?
Yeah, I reckon Port. The home ground advantage pretty significant, I reckon, and they haven't really put a foot wrong, so it'd be a bit disrespectful to tip against them, I reckon, Lee.
Yep, I think so, and we'll look at the other three games when we catch up next Friday morning. Enjoy your weekend of sport, and we'll talk some more again next Friday. Brent Costello from Tassie's number one news service, WinNews. Good on you, Brent.
Thanks, Lee. Good to talk to you, mate.